Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams, and not to forget the hilarious Russell Brand podcast, exclusively on Audioboom. The Audioboom mobile app is absolutely terrific. I've talked about it before, but I'm reminded of it because I used it again this week for recording on the fly. On that creative side, the app makes it so easy. And one of the best features is that you can do it anywhere, as I said, when you're out and about, and even trim the recording before uploading it, so you can get rid of miscellaneous stuff that happens before and after the main recording that you want to share. That is really useful and easy to do. Podcasting is in the news every week and almost every day. And you know that something is on the move when the money follows it. Two podcasting investment stories to tell you about. First, a blog network called Radiotopia got $1 million from the Knight Foundation. Radiotopia was founded from PRX, which is an audio program marketplace for public radio. PRX has a mobile app where you can listen to its programs, and Radiotopia is a carefully selected portfolio of podcasts that are marketed to advertisers. The second podcast investment story is a Swedish platform called Acast. That's A-C-A-S-T. Acast has built special technology that can insert links, pictures, and videos into the audio stream of a podcast hosted on its platform. When the audio is embedded from Acast to another site, all that extra stuff, which Acast calls bling, goes with it. It's a small company, and it got a $5 million investment from a venture capital firm. Speaking of an investment in podcasting, Spotify held a media event and announced a new Spotify. Part of that big news is about podcasts, which Spotify is adding to its service. It really amounts to a redefinition of Spotify from music service to media service. Podcasts and videos from dozens of content providers can now be mixed into the user's music streams. That's a pretty big deal, but wait, there's more. Global music service Deezer, which competes directly with Spotify in many national markets, also announced the addition of podcasts to its catalog this week. Deezer acquired podcast app Stitcher last October, so it was just a matter of time before that integration was accomplished. And the time arrived this week, one day before Spotify's event. So, in one week, the world's two leading on-demand music services added podcasts to their catalogs. The music catalogs are much bigger, of course. Each service has more than 30 million music tracks. Pandora wasn't left out of the news this week. The leading internet radio company announced its intent to acquire Next Big Sound. That's an analytics company that specializes in understanding the metrics of popularity for musicians and bands. Next Big Sound is the leading provider of insights about musicians. It tracks social, sales, and streaming metrics. Pandora is going to put that data into its artist marketing platform, the AMP, or AMP, which was launched in October. The artist marketing platform is an analytics dashboard for musicians whose music is played on Pandora. It's a career-assisting dashboard, and Next Big Sound will take it to a higher level. Have you ever used Mix Radio? Well, if so, you're probably a Windows Phone user and perhaps own a Nokia phone. In a breakthrough announcement that brings Mix Radio from niche to mainstream availability, the streaming app launched iOS and Android apps this week. Here's the history. Mix Radio was created by phone company Nokia in 2007. Nokia and Mix Radio went to Microsoft in an acquisition, and then later, Mix Radio was sold to a Japanese messaging company called Line. Until this week, Mix Radio was available only on Microsoft desktop and mobile platforms. The Pandora-like service will continue to distribute on Windows devices, why not, while adding the much larger footprints of Apple and Android phones and tablets. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.